welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. That's right, official, not unofficial.
No, we have heard there might be an unofficial one at some point, which could be interesting.
It could be very interesting.
So I say go for it.
If you heard our outtakes, oh my.
Oh my, yeah. That's, yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
I think you would realize how...
goofy?
Entertaining.
Unprofessional.
Weird.
I don't know. I can think of lots of different words.
Right. All those things that we are.
Yeah, we are. But real.
Absolutely. And speaking of real, on today's podcast, we're going to kind of open up our hearts and tell you some of the real things that have happened and our emotion behind that and, you know, just kind of see where this podcast takes us.
Yeah. So we are, we're working on some personal goals for ourselves. And one of those is, for me, is to not take everything personally.
That's hard.
It is hard. So let me just start out because I think this is a little bit healthy for me. So I hope you tolerate it. But a little vent for me as a grower. And, you know, we're getting close. This is September now, which is hard to believe.
Wow.
September 1st that we're recording. And, you know, it's been a long market season, which I absolutely love. Love every bit of it. It's a lot of work, but that's what I love to do. I choose to do it. And so there is that. And most of it is very good.
It is, but it's also very tiring.
It is tiring.
And when we're physically tired, it also can lead to a place where our emotions are raw.
Right. And so one example from market yesterday is we were getting close to the end. And as we've talked about before, I try to harvest as close to market day as possible to have the most fresh products. And, you know, it takes me a long time to do it.
It does, but you have a great deal of pride in what you're presenting to our market customers and buyers.
Right.
You want them to have the best that we have to offer.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about heirloom tomatoes and how hard it is to get them to market because once they start to ripen, they go quickly.
Right.
And they don't always look beautiful like the ones you find in big box stores.
Oh, but I think they're beautiful.
I think they're beautiful too because they're colorful and, you know, they have nooks and crannies. And
rich color and, oh, the flavor.
Yeah.
Let me have a moment to just think about, I believe flavor of heirloom tomatoes. Get some cowbell.
Oh, yeah, definitely some cowbell. Back to the story. Yesterday, it was getting close to the end of market,
right.
And it was a relatively slow day because it's a holiday weekend, and we kind of expected that, but heirloom tomatoes are in season, and we had a bunch, and I thought they were beautiful, but a man came to the market close to the end and said that they all looked raggedy. That was the word he used.
I didn't even know what to say, hardly.
I thought some really bad words in my head.
And I was the one who was waiting on him.
Right.
And I bit my tongue about what I really wanted to say.
And I did hear it. We had another customer there, but, you know, it was just like it just tuned into it.
And I wish you wouldn't have heard it.
I know. I wish I wouldn't have either because I just need to let it go. And my tomatoes are not raggedy.
They're not raggedy.
They're beautiful, and they were perfectly ripened.
I think the issue was they were varieties that this particular individual was unfamiliar with.
Yeah, and so they have streaks and, you know, not all red.
he ended up walking away and not buying anything, which was fine. He's not obligated, of course, but that's something that we've talked about quite a bit over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, you know, I dwell on that stuff and I've just got to let it go but as a grower, that, you know, I take that as, oh my gosh, I'm not a very good tomato grower. I don't know. It's weird, the stuff you get in your head.
It is, but one of the things that we've talked about during this time period is we've processed that and some other things that have happened at the market. Is how do we deal with those personally? And how do we take that in or not and try to let that go?
Yeah. And so I tend to take it personally, which I know I shouldn't. And we can't be thin-skinned. And so those of you who are in the market business or going into the market business, you need to know that sometimes your feelings might get hurt.
And that you have to make sure to not incorporate that into who you are.
Right.
And not to allow it to beat you down and change you and who you want to be and who you intend to be.
And not react to it, which I did not react
to.
It. Neither one of us reacted to those comments. But, you know, I do kind of ruminate.
Of course.
On something, one negative comment. And the majority of our experiences at the market are fantastic. And we have the best customers.
We do. And 99% of our interactions with customers at the market are positive and supportive, encouraging. We have regular customers who come back and see us week after week. They come out to the mercantile when it's open. And we so appreciate all of you who are in that group. And you help us keep the emotion that's tied to that 1%
right,
of critics and negative folks. You help us keep that in check.
Yeah, so we're really working on this. I think particularly I get a little irritated with it. And again, some of it is because, you know, it's getting toward the end of the season. And, you know, I want to have the best product out there and that we can present. But, you know, it's that one negative comment. I just need to let it go.
And you are doing a great job at that. Really, as we've processed it. And I think that's part of it, is to talk through it and let it out and process through that and understand what it means to you and kind of get some checks and balances in your life. And I think that helps.
Yeah, it does help. And you had an incident yesterday that was complete opposite of that. And that's typical. That's
it
typical of our experience at the market.
So one of our regular customers came to me yesterday and she buys from us pretty much every week. And we've kind of developed a little relationship, you know, ask her how she is, all of that. But yesterday she came straight up to me and said, "I owe you money." And I just looked at her and I mean, it just was kind of an unusual start to the conversation. And I didn't know what she was talking about. I had no idea. And she said when she got home last week, she realized she had a package of scones she had not paid for. And honestly, I had no idea.
No, because we've been so busy.
We are generally, and she said what happened. She got her scones. She put them in her bag, in her shopping bag. And turned around to talk to someone, got distracted in the conversation, picked up another bag and paid for those, and went home. And she said she got home and she saw that extra package of scones. She said she just felt terrible. But she made it right. And I appreciated that honesty and really support for us
right,
as a small business.
Because we had no idea.
Not a clue. Not at all. And that was just a really interesting
And really, I felt supported and encouraged in our business. And we've been trying to then think about that example and take that as more of what we remember than the guy that thought the tomatoes he didn't recognize were raggedy.
Yeah. And we had another example. I mean, there's lots of examples, but just from yesterday, we had one of our regular customers who is such a wonderful person, and she gives us a lot of feedback on our product. And she talked about one of the new products that we have, the anti-itch salve. And also we have an anti-itch soap now.
Right.
And she talked about that she had bought some 2 weeks ago and gifted those to a friend. And they were just really raving about this product. And, you know, it's those kinds of things that just are so great to hear.
And
we don't need to be, you know,
no,
constant,
not at all.
Oh, you're so great. That's not what we're saying. But for me personally, I always tend to focus on that one negative comment.
And that's something that we are really trying to grow personally in, looking at the positives and looking forward and letting those negatives just roll and let them roll off of us and not take them to heart. And it's hard. And I'm sure all of you know and have experienced the same thing. But we just wanted to share a little bit today about what our experience had been recently and where we're at.
Yeah. And when you're working with the public, everything isn't going to be wonderful all the time. I mean, we've both worked in retail prior to starting a business, so we know that. But let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Yeah,
don't be so hard on yourself.
That's our motto for the coming week. Let it go and find joy.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.